Welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show. Our next guest is the founder and managing partner of Gotham Capital, a private investment partnership that has achieved 40% annualized returns since its inception in 1985. Joel Greenblatt is the author of You Can Be a Stock Market Genius. His new book is The Little Book That Beats the Stock Market. He joins us from New York City. Joel Greenblatt, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay, Joel, I'm a listener. I want to beat the stock market. How do I do it?
I try to explain very simply in the book that there are two things to look for when you're trying to beat the stock market. One is to buy good companies, and the other is to buy them at cheap prices. And that sounds too simple, actually, to work. But what we did was we measured all stocks based on their return on capital. In other words, we decided whether a company was good or not based on how much it earned relative to how much it cost to invest in the business. So, for instance, if you have a store that costs $400,000 to build and it earns $200,000 a year, that's a 50% return on capital. If you have a store that costs $400,000 to build but only earns $10,000 a year, that's a 2.5% return on capital. So what we do is we try to buy businesses that earn a lot compared to the price we have to pay. And what that's called is a high earnings yield. In other words, earnings divided by the price we have to pay is the earnings yield. That's actually the inverse of the P.E. ratio that everyone's familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And for the magic formula that I describe in the book, I just say, hey, let's combine those rankings. So we'll say we pick the companies with the highest returns on capital. In other words, we rank companies based on their return on capital. Then we rank companies based on how cheap they are. Then we combine those rankings, and the companies with the best combined rankings, we buy them. It's very simple, and when we did this, something amazing happened. Over the last 17 years that we studied for the book, if you did that with small-cap stocks, you almost tripled the market's return, and if you did that with even the largest companies, the top 1,000 companies, which you know are all a billion and over in market cap, you more than doubled the market's return.
Now, Joel, I'm going to assume you're not coming on the show to promote investing in any given company, but I am wondering if you have a list of companies that come to mind that fit the magic formula today, ones that look attractive because their return on capital is high, that is, it's a profitable business to run, and yet the stock, for whatever reason, has a high earnings yield. Could you give a couple names?
I will, but let me explain what we did for the book because we thought it was so I didn't want to explain how well this study worked and then have people off on their own trying to figure out this formula or how to figure it out and everything. We actually set up a free website called magicformulainvesting.com. And just to really make it simple for everyone, because I couldn't find anything out there that was really easy enough, what we also describe, and I want to caution people rather than just picking a few names, because you're not doing work, because you're really buying on average a bunch of good companies at cheap prices. Some may not work out, and many do. And the results from the formula were from owning a basket of 30 stocks at a time.
How about a few names that look magic to you, knowing full well that the stocks might not work out? This is just grounds for further research.
AutoZone is one we own. We think it's trading at around 10 times next year's earnings and earns very high return on capital on their stores, and they can also open a lot more stores. So that's, you know, that's really exciting name. Let me think of another one. Gap is also cheap, a large cap company, and also earns high returns on capital. And that's a company that most people are familiar with. Mm-hmm. And has a very good brand name and model. Let me see. Lexmark is an interesting company that comes up on the screens. And that's a company that makes printers. But they make all their money really not on making printers, but actually supplying the ink for the printers. And that's mm-hmm. a very high margin business. And that stock's very out of favor now. But over the long term, that earns very high returns on capital, and you can buy it very cheaply now.
Mm. Now, when you say we're invested in this one, you mentioned that with AutoZone, let's say, is that Gotham Capital you're referring to?
I don't like to say specifically, but on that name, I will admit that we do own that one. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's fine. I mean, the spirit of disclosure on the Motley Fool Radio Show is a very transparent one. We always try to mention what ones we own and why, but we don't necessarily expect that of our guests. But I just like our listeners to know that that behind you is a money management business, which is not a bad thing at all.
Right. Well, actually, we've been running money for 20 years, but after 10 years in business, we returned all of our outside capital so that we're really running our own capital now. So we're not really trying to pitch anything. I really wrote this book because although I learned some fundamentals when I went to business school, I really learned from reading. And I read the works of Ben Graham and David Dreeman, you know, for value investing. I read everything that Warren Buffett ever wrote. And these are people that shared what they knew with everyone else, and that's something that I wanted to give back and do, so that's why I wrote the book.
That's great. Does the magic formula have anything to say about Google these days?
The magic formula is probably not smart enough to have bought Google when it was very cheap. But the history of companies that sell at very high multiples like Google, everyone knows Google because it worked out well. Everyone knows Microsoft. Everyone knows those companies. But there were thousands of companies, so you just have to go back to the internet boom, that didn't do as well, where the prospects seemed at times to people to work out. So we all know the big names that have worked out. But statistically, that's really not, you know, if you get lucky and you find the right one or you're very prescient and you can figure these things out, that's great. But statistically, to buy a basket of stocks that you're anticipating to do as well as Google just never happens.
Hmm. At the beginning of our talk together, I quoted some pretty outstanding investment returns for you over the last 20 years, really off the charts, if those numbers are to be believed, and I assume that they are. We set them on the show. So 40% annualized returns since 1985, that would end up being quite a large amount of money, even if you started with a small amount of money. When you talk about a basket of stocks, Joel Greenblatt, typically, within the portfolio that you've managed or the money you've overseen over the years, are you investing in 50 stocks, 280 stocks? What has been the magic number for you in terms of number of stocks?
You know, that's also a great question. You know, I said the results for the magic formula, for instance, over the last 17 years, for instance, for the large caps was about 22%, and for the small caps was about 30%. And I'm telling you, we did roughly a little bit over 40% for the last 20 years. And we did, and it's very hard with a basket of stocks to get those kinds of returns. So what we're doing is, once again, using our estimates to plug into the magic formula. But since we can't really be very good at making those estimates for very many companies, we concentrate our portfolio. So generally, 5 to 8 positions is all we own. So 5 to 8 positions are generally 80%+ of our portfolio. So we're only focused on companies that we have a high confidence level in what our estimates of earnings are. Mm. And we can't do that for 30, 40, and 50 companies. But we can do that for 5 or 8 companies. And so that's a big reason why we were able to get those very high rates of return.
Joel, let me ask you about holding period and or selling. We haven't talked about that. The magic formula might indicate that a stock is a good one for me to buy, but it hasn't been clear to me from what you've said so far when I am to sell or how long I am to hold these positions.
Well, that's also a great question. And you know, since we've been running Gotham Capital over 20 years, we've done pretty well. But we've never gotten good at knowing when to sell. We've actually done a bad job, but it turns out you can do awfully well buying well. So what we set up a system, if you're going to follow the magic formula strategy, and this is the system that we tested in the book with those great returns, double and triple the market's return, and what we did was we held stocks for about a year. So in other words, if we had a basket of 30 stocks and we had stocks that lost money, we would sell, if in a taxable account, we'd sell them a few days before the year was up so we could get short-term losses. And if we had a stock that had a gain in it, we would sell it a few days after a year so we get long-term gains. So all our losses are short-term and all our gains are long-term, and that's a very tax-effective way of doing things. And also, since we're looking at last year's earnings, after a year is up, you now have a new year's worth of earnings. Now you get to look at more recent earnings when you re-up your portfolio after a year.
Joel Greenblatt is the author of The Little Book That Beats the Stock Market. His website is magicformulainvesting.com. Joel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.